Yes, I feel it really does bring out the best in people and also sometimes the worst, and right across our society. And it is a real time of joy, and we don't want to minimize that. We really want to see people celebrating and enjoying the Christmas period. But also we need to recognize for some, it is a time of pain, a time of loss, a time of loneliness. And it's an opportunity for churches just really to connect and offer support, care and help to those who find it a difficult time.
And I suppose for many of them, Christmas may be one of the few times when they will actually connect with church.
Yeah, well, there is within Ireland this tradition of going to church, whether it's the midnight mass or morning service on Christmas Day. And we really need to embrace that and welcome people when they do come. So often people can feel a little bit hesitant of coming. What will I be received, or how will it go? And we really want to just be able to welcome people into churches, and calling for all of us who are organising services or masses to really make an effort to make people feel welcome and enjoy being present with God's people on that time.
Mm. And I suppose as well as the people who might only come just at Christmas, we also have new communities and new nationalities with us now this year.
Yes, well, certainly that rings a bell with my own congregation in Abbey Street in the city centre. Our congregation is made up of people from many, many different lands, and we enjoy the richness as they bring their own Christmas traditions to us, and we enjoy that celebration. But I'm also conscious that for many of them, there is the pain of being separated from family, and simply on Christmas Day being able to pick up the phone and maybe give a call, but not being with those whom they love, whether it's a husband separated from a wife or a son or daughter separated from parents. There is a real sense of pain, and it's an opportunity for Irish people who are noted for their friendliness to really take a step further and offer hospitality. Simply maybe it's offering your neighbour a cup of tea and a mince pie, or just going knocking the door and wishing them blessings at the Christmas period. But I think it's a real opportunity for us as communities to reach out and connect with one another and share the blessing of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It is doing the welcoming of the stranger, really, isn't it?
Well, Scripture is very clear and very challenging to us. We are called to welcome the stranger. Jesus not only called us to be people of welcome, but to reach out. He said when someone was thirsty, to give them something to drink, or hungry, to put food or clothes, to put clothes on their back. And perhaps in an age when we all have our clothes, we all have our food, we all have our drink, it's really personal contact is the key. And it's through simply offering those words of encouragement. We don't know the impact we have on others. We don't know the struggles that people have behind their closed doors. But what we do know is that the difference a smile or words of welcome or encouragement can make, whether to new communities or simply those who are struggling, we can make a difference. And it's a calling and challenge to all our parishes and congregations to seek to do that as individuals and as communities together.
Mm. And indeed, that call to give food or drink, most of us can do that now, because in fact we live in an age of positive access, don't we?
Mm. Well, that's one of the real struggles for us at Christmas, is the fact that just everyone seems to have so much, and yet it is a sense of remembering those who have so little. Within our congregation, we have groups of people who go out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to offer some soup and sandwiches to the homeless. And I'm delighted that at Christmas they're going to try to take out a hot meal to the homeless on the streets of Dublin coming up to Christmas, and offer them hats and scarves and gloves, just simple expressions of Christian love and care. But we all have those who we can reach out to in one way or the other. And I suppose one of the prayers is that the Lord would open our eyes to see the needs, and as we see them, then to have the courage to respond in appropriate ways.